And touching base today with Dr. Zach Hale. He's an audiologist at Star Valley Health. Dr. Hale, good morning. How are you today?
Doing well, thank you.
I appreciate you taking some time in studio today and telling us about audiology and the services offered at Star Valley Health. So my first question is this, Dr. Hale. When you ask kids what they want to be when they grow up, sometimes they'll say doctor or surgeon or this. I don't know that I've heard audiologist before. So tell me how you came into this career.
Yeah, no, it's kind of a long story, but basically I became interested in hearing after I started to develop tinnitus, ringing in my ears when I was 18. And that opened the door. I started to look into it, and then, through many, many hoops and jumps later, here I am.
So take us through the process of becoming an audiologist. How is it similar or different from other medical specializations?
Okay, so to become an audiologist, you need to earn a Doctor of Audiology degree. It's called an AUD. You can also do a PhD, but most receive an AUD. It's a clinical doctorate in audiology. So you do an undergraduate program, oftentimes associated with speech and language and hearing disorders, and then apply to either a master's program or a doctoral program, and proceed from there.
Okay, and where did you go to your school to get schooling?
I went to Utah State for my undergraduate and graduate degrees, and then I went to Salus University in Pennsylvania for my doctorate.
Okay, and after school, where were you practicing before coming back home to Star Valley Health?
I've been practicing in Idaho Falls primarily since 2002 with a few satellite clinics from there, and I'm happy to have joined Star Valley Health in 2023 and moved back home.
Excellent. Well, welcome back. Welcome back for sure. So let's talk about audiology and the services that you provide and that you offer. What is a typical day like for you in your clinic?
Right now, we're set up to perform comprehensive audiological hearing evaluations. I test hearing in children and adults, diagnose hearing loss, work with the primary care providers and others in diagnosing and treating hearing loss.
So I'm sure, I mean, you mentioned you started noticing things in your ears at age 18. And so it's so much more than hearing aids is what I'm guessing that you actually work with here.
Yes. Yeah. We hearing loss is pretty common, actually. There's about 3 in 1,000 children that are born with hearing loss. And then as far as adults go, hearing loss and tinnitus are the third most prevalent chronic condition. And so there's a lot of us that develop it at all different ages and stages in life.
You mentioned tinnitus, so that ringing in the ear. How do you know when it becomes bad enough that maybe you need to go see Dr. Hale and get some expert advice here?
Well, when it becomes bothersome, when it starts to interfere with your daily life, when it starts to impact falling asleep or concentrating on quiet activities, or starts to compete with hearing other sounds around you.
What are the treatments for that?
Well, it starts out with a hearing evaluation so that we can identify, is there any additional hearing loss in addition to the ringing? And then trying to figure out health-wise, what are the triggers or causes of the tinnitus, and then possible solutions that way. Right now, tinnitus sound therapy and the use of hearing aids or amplification to mask tinnitus are the most common treatments.
Okay. Dr. Zach Hale in studio. He's an audiologist at Star Valley Health. So when it comes to just general hearing loss, obviously hearing aids, what options are there out there beyond the hearing aid? I mean, what kind of treatments are available?
Yeah, there are many amplification treatments available today, and also surgical and medical treatments, depending on the cause of the hearing loss. If there's a structural problem in the ear or a conductive hearing loss, that can be treated surgically and medically oftentimes. If it's nerve hearing loss, then amplification, assistive listening devices, hearing aids are the most common treatment for it.
Okay. What about prevention? Is there anything, I mean, I'm in radio broadcasting, so I'm wearing headphones all the time. What are some things people can do to try and delay this?
Yes, noise-induced hearing loss is the second most common cause of hearing loss. And so anytime you're around dangerously loud sound, precautions should be taken. Hearing protection, earplugs, earmuffs, etc., to mitigate the effect of that hazardous noise exposure on the auditory nerves.
Okay. Dr. Zach Hill in studio. Dr. Hill, it's been fascinating to learn more about what you do. Is there anything else we missed about the audiology department at Star Valley Health?
I love to work with the veterans as well. I'm a veteran myself, and it's been a joy to give back a little bit to the veterans in the community with hearing evaluations and treatment with hearing aids and other assistive listening devices.
So do you work through the VA
We work in conjunction with the VA.
Okay.
Through the Veterans Community Care Program.
Okay. Gotcha. How does someone get in touch with you and set an appointment?
They just call a hospital and ask for audiology. They'll forward them right to us, or they can dial 307-885-5042, and that will ring right into the audiology department.
Excellent. And then I'm assuming the process for a new patient starts with a consultation. Walk us through those steps.
Yeah, so a consultation usually starts with a history, case history, and then moves on to an evaluation of the peripheral auditory system, hearing sensitivity with a full hearing evaluation and exam, and then we go over the test results and possible solutions and treatments for any identified hearing impairments.
Excellent. That's Dr. Zach Hale this morning on the Weekday Wake Up, audiologist at Star Valley Health. Dr. Hale, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.